Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast, where we talk all about how to shift your mindset to get you closer to your dream life. My name is Katie. I am a certified life coach and someone who is so passionate about all things spirituality and self-growth. Today's episode, I'm going to be sharing 5 mindset shifts for self-love. When you begin to fully love yourself, your whole entire life can alter, and these mindset shifts have really helped change my life, and so I wanted to share it with all of you. The first mindset shift is that you are worthy as you are. So you receiving something, you doing X, Y, and Z thing will not suddenly make you worthy. Your worth is inherent. You were born worthy, and those external things do not define your worth. Like, a skill is not your worth. Someone liking you is not your worth. And I think so often we place our worth on these external things and we're like, once I get that job, I'll be worthy. Once I lose that weight, I'll be worthy. Once I learn that skill, I'll be worthy and I'll be able to get that person, or I'll be able to get a better paying job, or all these things. But your worth is inherent. Like, when you were born, you are born worthy. You're not going to look at a baby and be like, you're not worthy. Like, no. You are worthy, and then as you start to grow older, you take on these beliefs of not feeling worthy, either from your parents or your peers or anything that you saw, whether it was someone saying these like terrible things to themselves and being like, once I lose this weight, I'll be worthy, and you took that on. Or maybe someone saying things to you that made you feel like you weren't worthy, but those beliefs and those feelings are not true feelings, and they're not a direct reflection of your worth. These are just things that you took on and beliefs that you took on as you grew up. And so I think it's really important for you to realize that those things are not the things that make you worthy, but it's actually the complete opposite. You are worthy, and that's why you get those things. And those things come, all the things that you want truly come once you believe that you are worthy. And I think that's what so many of us have backwards. It's that you are not worthy to get those things. Or you don't get those things and then you become worthy. You are worthy and then you get those things. The second mindset shift is shifting from scarcity to abundance. And something that really plays into our feelings of not fully loving ourselves is this feeling of scarcity, this feeling that there is not enough to go around, and this feeling that, oh, someone else has it, so I can't. And I have personally also noticed how terrible I feel about myself when I'm living in a place of scarcity, especially when it comes to dating or career, of being like, oh, there's not enough to go around, or I'm not gonna get that job, there's not enough jobs, there's not enough people. But when you are living in that place of scarcity, first off, it's just a terrible place to come out of. You don't feel good about yourself, but also as a result, you don't end up getting the things that you want. So it's really about making that shift from there isn't enough to go around to there is more than enough to go around. Someone else having something doesn't take away from you having something. Someone else's talents, someone else's beauty, anything that anyone else could have or does have does not take away from what you could have or do have. We are literally living in an abundant universe, and it is up to you to believe that. And once you truly see it and affirm it, you will start to see so much of that show up in your life. And you'll also just begin to feel so much more secure in your own self too, because you will genuinely just be happy for other people, which will make you happier for yourself, and realize that anything that anyone else gets does not take away from you being able to have that. You could just see that as inspiration, like, oh, that's great, that person got that job. That means that it's possible for me to get that job. What did they do to get there? How can I learn from that? The third mindset shift is that your worth is not up for debate. So someone else liking you, someone else not liking you does not change your worth. Your worth is not up for debate, and when you are waiting to get approval from others, waiting on that one thing to make you feel worthy, you are literally putting it up for debate, but it's not. Your worth is inherent, as I said before, like, you were born worthy, so stop putting it up for debate when it's a fact. This isn't something to debate at all. This is something that you literally are. Like, it's a fact about you. Like, the color of your eyes, that's a fact. That is the same thing about your worth. The next mindset shift is to love yourself enough to do kind things for yourself. So let's say you don't feel like cleaning your room. Love yourself enough to live in a clean space. Love yourself enough to clean that space for yourself. Love yourself enough to go for your dreams and give yourself the life that you truly deserve and that you truly are desiring. If you're feeling afraid to go for it, but don't you deserve to take that chance on yourself? Love yourself enough to take the actions on the things that you've been putting off because you deserve to live the life waiting on the other side. You have to start coming out of a place of love for yourself in every action that you take. And having discipline and sticking to your word is truly a form of self-love. And you will feel so much better about yourself when you start coming from that place of, I love myself enough to do those things for myself. The fifth mindset shift is that there is a younger version inside you counting on you and listening to every single thing that you tell them. So when you speak badly about yourself, you are speaking badly to that 8-year-old version of yourself. And I know for a fact that if there was an 8-year-old version of you by your side, you would not let anyone or yourself speak to them the way that you speak to yourself. The little you is inside you hearing every single thing that you say and just wants to be loved, and the words that you say affect them. So if you can't bring yourself to speak kindly to this version of yourself, do it for younger you, because they are listening to every single thing that you are saying. The last thing I really wanted to share with you all that I'm super excited about is that I just put up a self-love meditation, and this has been so impactful for me. It's on my stand store. I'll put the link in the description of this episode, and definitely check it out. If you have any questions about it, feel free to DM me. I wanted to end this episode off by saying self-love is truly one of the biggest keys to living the life that you are dreaming of. It's not a final destination, but it's a journey that you get to be on. And the more that you love yourself, the more that you will see life start to work out in your favor, opportunities open up for you, and the things that you want to truly come in. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, and we will chat in the next episode.